The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 683.
Hey, 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 hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. Get paid to be happy, as we like to say. I'm Dana Wild. You can find out more about how to get clients, grow your business, feel good, be happy, make money at 60secondworkshop.com. Go check it out. In 60 seconds, discover the secret of brain training. 60secondworkshop.com. Today, actually, we're going to talk about finding clients. We received an email from an audience member, coach, looks like, and here's what she said. She said, "How do I find new clients? How do I meet new people in my target market? I want to know what other places to use besides Facebook." All right, legitimate question. I can get that. Sometimes it just feels like you need some new ideas or you don't know where people are hanging out. So let's talk about traditional advice to start out with. Because if you don't ask almost any marketer this question, what they're going to tell you is they're going to say, get really clear on who you're targeting and learn about them and understand them. Because if you understand who your market is, then it becomes very easy to know where they hang out. So I'll give you an example. I have a friend, she works in the spirituality niche. So she started just looking at the people who are following her on Facebook in this particular case. And she started seeing what other shows they were following and what other experts they were following, what other things they were doing with their spare time. And what she discovered is that a lot of them watch the show Long Island Medium, which I don't even know if that show is still in existence or, you know, I don't even know what that show is, but this was a while ago we talked about it. And so what she realized is if she was in Facebook groups where they were fans of Long Island Medium, she was also going to happen to be meeting a lot of people in her target market. So that's just one example. You might have heard the old adage or the old marketing advice, like if you're a wedding photographer, then you want to partner with people who make wedding cakes because you've both got the same audience, but you're not in directly offering the same services as each other. So the idea here is get as clear as you can on your target market, find out who they are, what they like, where they hang out, what they're doing in their spare time, what they think about, all of these things, hobbies and interests and TV shows and music that they like and all of these things, as much as you can find out about them, then it becomes easy to figure out where they are. And that includes other social media networks as well, where they're hanging out, what they're doing in their spare time. So that's traditional marketing advice, and I'm sure you can take some of that and run with it and make a list of things that your people are interested in. But I don't want to talk to you about traditional marketing advice because, of course, this is a show that's completely different than everything else you get out there. What I want to remind everybody, because I haven't said it for at least four episodes, is the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. That is at the core of everything we want in life that we don't feel like we're getting. Is that we keep telling the same story about not getting it, not getting it, not knowing. So the story that's going on here right now is, I want to find new clients. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I don't know where they are. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I don't see them. Where are they? I don't know. I don't know where they are. Where are they? Right? So your brain, even if they were standing right in front of you, your reticular activating system is going to match that up. It's going to literally make you blind to that thing that is right in front of you all the time. Because your brain is your best friend. It's always doing whatever it can to make sure that you're right. It's serving you. It's looking for and matching up whatever you're talking about, which is great if you're talking about good things. That's what we teach you how to do here, is how to use your brain more effectively so that it is actually working on your behalf so you don't have to, finding you all the things that you need and all the things that you want. However, when you've got a story going on, like, I don't see them, I don't see them, I don't see them, where are they, where are they, where are they, then your brain is also supporting you, but it's supporting you in getting a result that you don't like. So this is the challenge we all have as brain trainers, is to wake up to our own stories that we're telling. And so if you want to do this right now for everybody who's listening, just ask yourself the question. This question will identify what your issue is. Ask yourself the question, or fill in the sentence, let's put it that way. My business would be going faster if it weren't for, and then fill in the blank. Or if I could figure this one thing out, I would grow faster. What is it? Right? Think, just ask yourself that. If only I could do this, I'd be growing faster. That is your story. That's your limiting belief, whatever the answer is to that. So right now, the story you've got going on is, how do I meet new people in my target market? I don't know any place besides Facebook. Where are they? Where are these new clients? Where are these new clients? Somehow you must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Talk about the current situation as though it's already starting to shift. Now, you may not be able to use 100% perfect language like, oh, I see clients everywhere. My client is finding me. It's hard sometimes to go that route because it feels like a lie. It feels too far out there. So try to ease yourself into it. And so start to say things, and everybody can use this sentence. Start to say things to yourself like, I'm getting more and more clear. I'm getting more and more clear. I like that. I like clarity. I like the feeling of clarity. I like just saying the word clarity. I'm starting to feel more and more clear. It's nice. I like feeling more and more clear. I'm starting to feel more and more clear. I'm starting to feel more and more clear about who my client is. And I like that as I start to get more clear on who my client is, I start to see them more often. I see how this correlates, my clarity, and then I start to see them. It's like the more I'm thinking about them, the more I'm thinking about who they are, I start to be able to identify which ones are my client. It feels good. I'm starting to also see other places to market my business. Like, the more I started to realize there's a whole world out there and there's so many opportunities and so many different marketing ideas, it's so fun to see all of the different options that are out there for me. It feels so good to look at all these different options for marketing. I really enjoy sifting and sorting and seeing all these options. And it's funny how I'm starting to match up the options with my client. And the more I think about who my ideal client is, the more it seems like I'm seeing them everywhere. It's like crazy how they're starting to come out of the woodwork. And it feels so good to get this clarity. And I love having this clarity. And I love seeing all the different opportunities out there. And I like that there are more and more opportunities the more I talk about it. It seems like the more I talk about there being opportunities, the more that come forward. It's so fun being a brain trainer. I love thinking in my head. I love building my business this way. Right? This is it. You must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. So just keep poking around for the wording that feels good. Keep poking around saying that you're already on your way. You're already starting. It's already working. You're already shifting. You're already starting to feel better. Things are already getting better. I love that I'm starting to shift. I love that my brain gets on board. I love that when I say these words, I can feel the lightness behind them. It feels so good to be a brain trainer. You've totally got this, because you know what to do. You've been listening long enough that you know what to do. This is about being a proactive thinker in your head, right? What fun. Aren't we lucky that we know this stuff? Isn't it so great? Isn't this such an exciting time to be alive, an exciting time to be an entrepreneur? Oh yeah, I know, right? You've got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.